Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. With over 30 years in the health and wellness industry, I've realized there's no one-size-fits-all solution for sleep and stress resilience. What affects one person's sleep and ability to handle stress is different for each of us. The stage of life you're in, work and home stressors, and more all affect how your body handles stress and your quality of life. Join me as we explore a variety of tools, strategies, and solutions I've employed with clients over the years in solo episodes, as well as insightful interviews and experts. Together, we'll unravel more pieces of the puzzle, empowering you on your journey to calm nights and strong days. So let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to episode 52 of the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. I am your host, Andy Clark. Today, we are finishing out our mini series about how IFS plays a role in our sleep and stress series. I wasn't quite sure if I should include this in the series because it's actually explaining to you how IFS is not the only solution. But I decided to add it in here, and here we go. So with IFS, as we have explained, it is diving into your neural pathways that have happened when your stress system has been firing throughout some point. It could be a quick, like an instant trauma, or it could be a stressor that has happened over time where a certain neural pathway has been created in your brain to elicit a protection in your body anytime a situation in the future that reminds you of that situation, that it will elicit some sort of a protective mechanism, which could be anger, could be frustration, could be shutting down, could be anxiety, it could be gut issues, heart pressure, blood pressure, heart issues, cholesterol, all kinds of different things. It can lead to autoimmune diseases and all sorts of things. And the thing is that when I first started 30 years ago in the health and wellness space, I thought, oh, exercise, nutrition. I was a personal trainer then. I was like, and my background was massage therapy coming into that. And I thought that, oh, just if everybody exercised, if everybody was healthy, and if everybody just ate healthy, then that's all they needed. That can combat all stress. And I thought that was like the only piece of the puzzle. That was the bubble I lived in. And then I would hear others talk about different things. It end up getting to where throughout the years of working in that field, I would learn some other tools and tricks and be like, oh, this is the piece of the puzzle that was missing. And then I would hear, as I got more and more into sleep and stress, being a sleep and stress coach and moving away from the personal training world, I was like, oh man, it's not personal training, because for years for me, I struggled to work out. I was eating very healthy and I had a huge burnout crash. So I started diving into all of these other tools and I thought, this is it. It's all the physical. When your stress system is taxed, then over long periods of time, it messes with your gut, it messes with your hormones and all of these things. And I thought that everything that I was teaching were the only pieces of the puzzle. And I started learning that there's so much more to this. And it is hard because online, there's all these programs where people will tell you that my program will solve this problem for you. My program will solve your digestive issues. My program will solve your stress issues. My program will solve insert issue here, you know, your diabetes, your Hashimoto's, your autoimmune disease. I will help with, you know, chronic headaches or whatever. And When you see that all the time online, then it does start helping. It exacerbates this thought that there is one solution, that you need to find one thing, and that one thing is going to be the thing that is going to fix whatever the problem is you're trying to fix. And when I was working with first responders, my biggest hurdle, and I resisted for the longest time, is that I kept hearing it's all a mental health issue. Everything is mental health. As I was diving into this, though, like the shift work, the 12-hour shifts, the 24s, I had first responders that were doing 5 24-hour shifts in a row at busy stations during COVID and post-COVID, because so many colleagues were out with COVID. Once it hit a station, quite often the entire station would go out, and a neighboring station would have to cover their station and another, like 5 24-hour shifts. The sleep deprivation, and the stressors from within their organization is quite often tremendous, that only focusing on the mental health side of things, I kept being like, it's not just mental health, because I am getting guys coming into my program, major sleep deprivation, gut issues. And once I, with all the strategic tools that I teach, once I would get their sleep back on track, once I'd help with their hormones, once I would get their gut calmed and their nervous system strong enough to handle more stressors, quite often they would tell me their suicidal thoughts were gone. And that blew me away when they would tell me this, because I didn't know this when they came into my program. And it just, that was one thing showing me that it is not just mental health. While at the same time, I'm having other clients in my program where they are really wanting to implement tools. They are very knowledgeable in a lot of, some of them are more knowledgeable than I am when it comes to like nutrition or all these biohacking for stress relief. The thing is that they were stuck at a certain point as well. So what I was teaching, I was getting stuck with clients. The mental side, when they're only focusing on mental, they're getting stuck. And it really opened my eyes to seeing that there really is not just one piece of the puzzle. Every time that I open up and learn another piece of the puzzle, all the other puzzle pieces start to fit together better into the puzzle. So it's really important. What I wanted you to understand is that I just did a series on IFS, on internal family systems, of which I would highly recommend that you dive into, because it is a huge missing piece to this puzzle of stress and sleep. The way that it can affect your stress levels is phenomenal. The thing is that if you do have those neural pathways that are continually protecting and stressing at your body over time, you're going to get wear and tear on your body as well. But on top of that, we also have environmental stressors. There are so many more toxins in our environment now than there used to be. And those toxins are taking a toll. Working with clients all over as well. As soon as I know that a client is coming from like South Carolina or something, I start asking them if they've ever had exposure to mold because of the humidity there and the hurricanes and stuff and the water damage to many houses in that area. So, understanding different parts and pieces. Where I live, most of our pipes are lead. So, checking into toxicities, also finding out what job somebody does, working with firefighters, first responders, the heavy metal toxins that we would test for that cause anxiety, that stress out their body, that cause up gut issues, very high in many of them. When somebody isn't sleeping well, their body can't detox at night either, just from the regular toxins in our day to day. So there's so many different things, vitamins and nutrients. There are the one vitamin I'm always making sure when somebody comes to me is magnesium. I've talked about this over and over again in this podcast. Magnesium biglycinate. The percentage, going off the top of my head right now, I'm going to say 60% of North America is deficient in magnesium. Anytime that your stress system is firing, magnesium is released. Anytime. Magnesium is released in your body. So we're constantly releasing magnesium. And the amount of magnesium that our body requires in a day is almost impossible to get on a daily basis, day after day after day, with just eating food, the healthiest foods around. So it is an important one to often supplement. And so just for anybody that is taking notes on this, make sure that it's a magnesium biglycinate or a threonate, not a citrate. There's one called Calm that is actually a citrate. Citrate loosens your bowels. It's a different kind of magnesium. And it's a biglycinate. The brand that I always use is Canprev. It is a Canadian brand, but you can get it in the States. The reason why I always recommend it and why we use it in our house is for a few reasons. One, it is third-party tested, meaning it's not tested in their own company, in their own lab. It's tested outside. So what is in the pill is in the pill. If it's saying it's 200 milligrams 200 milligrams of magnesium per pill, that's about what it is. When they're not tested in-house, sorry, I'm getting on a tangent. When I'm getting swayed a tad, I'll come back. When they're not tested in, when they are tested in-house, so Costco, Walmart, like Kirkland Brand, Walmart, a lot of these like vitamin, oh, were they Popeyes, GNC, Target, a lot of those in-house ones are tested in-house, which means they can all be skewed. So if something says it's 100 milligrams, it could be 125 in one pill, 75, 50 in another, has often a lot of fillers. And so just being cautious of that. So Canprev is a brand, magnesium biglycinate 200. The reason I also like it is the dosage for males is 400 to 600 milligrams, and females is 200 to 400 milligrams, and their pills are 200 milligrams. So the math is easy. Most others that are of reputable third-party brands are more expensive, and they come in like 125, 150 milligrams. So it's more pills and harder to get to like the dosages. So that is why. That is my magnesium biglycinate tangent there. But getting back to stressors, there are so many different stressors. Like you may have had some sort of an illness that completely, like major antibiotics or chemotherapy that totally wiped out all of your good bacteria in your body as it knocked out all of the bad stuff. Super important. And there's nothing, like I'm not saying anything negative against any of those treatments when they are absolutely necessary. The thing is that what people don't know often is it kills all your good bacteria too. So we need to replenish that. So quite often, a year or two after chemo or major antibiotic use is when people start having gut issues. That's not a mental thing. That's not an IFS thing, right? That is an actual like issue in your body that's going on. So when I start off with a client, hopefully this is helpful for you guys, is I set aside 2 hours to meet with somebody. And there's a questionnaire that I will have people fill out before I meet with them. And it dives into sleep. How is your sleep? What is your sleep routine like? It dives into different stressors. It dives into your gut health. It dives into things that can help me kind of get an understanding and grasp of your, if there's some hormonal struggles going on. It will help me understand what supports you have, what stressors you have, all kinds of things. And then after filling that out, we for 2 hours talk through your stressors. There are sleep stressors, which could be as simple as the time of night that you're going to bed or your routine going to bed. It could be simple things like magnesium. It could be nutritional, where we have all kinds of things. When your gut is not working well, you may not be absorbing. You may have Not enough vitamins and minerals to be supporting your stress system. You may not have a lot of knowledge in nutrition, or you might be very extreme on one end when it comes to eating with possible like eating struggles, anorexia, binge eating, things like that. So diving into that nutritional piece is really important. Physical activity. Understanding how much activity are you getting, because different physical activity requires different nutritional needs, affects your stress system different. We need to be looking at recoveries for you, all kinds of things. Are you somebody who is in burnout or has an autoimmune condition and can only push yourself so much in physical activity before your body crashes? These are all important things to understand in stress. Do you have an injury? We also go into like lifestyle factors. How is your life at home as far as stressors? How are your stressors at work? How demanding is work? How demanding is home? How much support do you have at either? We can go into environmental factors with toxins, with mold, with all kinds of just all kinds of things to consider with the environment. It could be something as simple as changing the cleaners and things in your house to less toxic if you are somebody that is showing signs that they are affecting you. I've definitely, you can go back and find other podcast episodes that I have done on this with Burnout Expert. I'm pretty sure I've done some in there on toxins. We can get into just your biological rhythms. Are you a morning person? Are you a night owl? How do we adjust and adapt for that? Are you working shift work? There's so many things. We look at your social. Do you have good social support, or do you have social support that is possibly moving you to the dark side? As I say sometimes, when I met my husband, I'm like, ooh, he brought me to the dark side. Because my eating and nutrition was like really good. And then I met my husband, he was like buffets, all you can eat and take out. And so we've kind of worked in the middle. We both kind of, he's relaxed me a little bit, and I've, you know, and he's developed more healthier skills. So we're kind of in the middle and have, depends on the day, certain balances to one side or the other. But it's like, when, who are your supports? Who is around you? What is your social network during lockdown? Some people like myself thrived with having that space and the peace and that. And I already worked from home, homeschool my kids in my house. Like, not much changed for us, and it was really nice not being out in the chaos of everything. Whereas, like, I have some neighbors that are complete extroverts, and as soon as she'd hear a noise as someone outside, she'd be like, oh, somebody to talk to, right? And it was just so tough for her during lockdown, and that was a huge stress for her. So there's so many different things that we need to find out. When did you have different stressors? I'll start asking questions as well about gut issues as to when did they start. And quite often I'll ask what happened 6 months before then, 6 months, a year before then. And we may be able to link certain traumas or a job change or a new child coming into your life or some other stressor that, not that a new child, well, it's a stressor, but these are good stressors too, right? Maybe you got married and just planning all the wedding and all of that change and moving into a house with somebody, even though it's great, is still a stressor, right? So you may have moved to another country, which you absolutely love, but there's a stressor in that. So it's finding out where were your stressors, what happened. And from taking in all of that information in that 2 hours, I can start seeing a bigger picture of your stressors, of where you're at physically, where you're at mentally, what is, where we could start. And I say could because just because I see some things that may be like glaring at me that, oh, this is a big one, it may not be where you are ready, willing, or able to start. It could be a work stress where you have a humongous project going on and you can't stop that. So if it's something like that, we can go into other stressors of how can we ease up the other time in your life to help you with that stressor. So we need to talk through things back and forth in order to see where we are going to start. I've actually been reading an IFS book on addictions right now, and it is talking about where if somebody like alcohol is their main addiction, but there are some other struggles underlying in there, they may not be ready to work on the alcohol part at this moment, but they may be willing to work on the lesser parts, the parts that are still affecting them, but not to the degree that alcohol is. So we need to work on things with people. Talking about like a bedtime or screens at night, or some people I know that are absolutely on board right away with, yeah, I want to do some hormone testing. I want to do some gut testing. I want to get on supplements. And other people are like, nope, I don't want any supplements. I don't want to do any testing. I want to do whatever I can do on my own to start with. So it really is, there's so many pieces to the puzzle, but also what pieces of this puzzle that we put in are going to be different, right? What is happening in everybody's lives is different. Their story is different. What got them to the point that they're at is different. You can have twins that, and there's studies on this as well, that twins that are even in the same environment, not everything is the exact same for them. And they will still have slightly different stressors. They may have different test results that come back as far as what supplements they need or where their hormones are at. There's so many different things. There's so many different pieces to this puzzle. And so it's really important for you to understand that I did do this series on IFS, and IFS is something that I'm diving deep in right now and I'm studying right now because it is a piece that I'm going to say masterfully skilled in. I have been working on it with clients and doing it, whereas a lot of the other things I've been doing like over 30 years, I'm more masterful in them. So this is my new study obsession research project is IFS, and it is a piece that I am bringing into my coaching, into my clients, into my life, into my kids' life, into my husband's life. It is a big piece that I'm working on, but it's not the only piece. We have to go in and work on what long-term stress has done to your body. We need to also help you with possibly some nutrition tips, some sleep tips. Really, it depends on where you're at. I know when I say to people, hey, I'm a sleep, stress, and resilience coach, people are like, oh, I need that. And I'll have like this happened a couple of weeks ago. I had one person going, I need help with my sleep. And the other one's like, oh, stress is really messing with my gut. Like two completely different pain points as far as where they're at and what they really want to focus on and where, like, what their goals are. I want my sleep to be better. I want my gut to be better. Right. So we have to really sit and figure out what pieces are affecting you and what pieces of this puzzle do we need to work with when we're implementing tools. Does that make sense? If it doesn't, if you have any questions for me, just let me know. You can email me support@andyclark.com, Andy with an I, support@andyclark.com. My links are in the show notes as well. If you have questions, let me know. If it resonates with you, definitely, let me know because this podcast is for you. I'm creating this for you, and I'm trying to give you information that is helpful to you. And in order to do that, your feedback is really, really important. So definitely let me know if this resonated with you, how you feel. And moving forward, we are done the IFS sleep and stress series, mini series. We're going to be moving to once a week, and we're going to be diving into different pieces of the puzzle. I'm going to start getting some interviews lined up and be doing some solo episodes on all things to do with sleep and stress. If there's any topics you want covered, let me know. Fire me off an email and keep me posted. I am definitely here to help you. All right. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Wait, Before you go, if you found this podcast valuable, please consider liking and subscribing. Your support helps others discover these insights too. And if you're ready to transform your sleep and stress management and would like to see if we are a good fit with one another, let's chat. The link to my calendar is in the show notes below. Let's connect and start your journey to calm nights and strong days now. Until next time, sleep peacefully and stay resilient.